Well, here is some exciting news. If you want to go to playoff baseball here in St. Louis, you can. You can, or in the St. Louis area.
You can?
You can. And where? To tell us how, Kurt Rienkamp, general manager of the Gateway Grizzlies, in studio, the Gateway Grizzlies of the Frontier League. We'll just kick it off. The playoffs start on Wednesday for you guys.
Yeah. We clinched last weekend, so we got a wild card spot. Not sure who we're playing yet, but officially now we know after last night's results, we'll be playing Wednesday at home. It's a 3-game series, so this will be the only home game we have for that first round. So we're doing $5 tickets for everywhere in the ballpark. You know, we want the place packed. We want fans here to encourage the players. You know, they get excited when it's a good mm-hmm. crowd and they're cheering them on. So it can be tough when there's not a lot of time to sell these tickets when you don't know the date. So it's hopefully if people haven't been out to a game yet, they can watch some playoff baseball. Like you said, the only playoff baseball maybe this year.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah. I think we can say that affirmatively. This will be the only playoff baseball.
Someone in sports, I always wait until you're eliminated, but yeah, I know.
Right. It's okay. We're prepared for it, but it is really fun. I think it's great, like you said, to get a good crowd. And again, we jumped right into the playoffs. Thank you for joining us in the studio. We do have Jen watching on YouTube, and she says, go Grizzlies.
Okay,
so
yes,
she's
great,
ready
yeah.
for it. She's ready for the playoffs. So, Kurt, as you mentioned, $5 tickets?
$5 tickets, yep. $5 tickets for anywhere in the ballpark. We want the place packed, and there's plenty of great seats. So you can go to GatewayGrizzlies.com right now and get your tickets. We also have a bundle, too, where you can get playoff shirts and stuff like that, too. So.
$5? You can't do anything for $5 anymore.
That's the greatest deal
in the world.
Yeah.
It cost me that much in gas to get there. That's the cheapest ticket out there. It's family friendly. Yeah. Lots of affordable food, things for kids to do at the game as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff. So, I mean, this is the last weekend of the regular season starting tonight. We're actually at home, so we have tonight's Military Appreciation Night that's mm-hmm. presented by Uncommon. So anyone that's active military, retired, anything, it's free tickets for them, then $5 tickets for any family members as well. So, and then we're wearing special military jerseys that we'll auction off at the end of the game, and we got fireworks tonight too, so it's... And then Sunday's our big one. It's called the Greatest Night in Baseball. That's presented by Dutch Hollow Supplies. It's my favorite game of the year. It's always a packed house. So we give out 27 prizes for 27 outs. So when everybody comes in, we'll give you a free raffle ticket. After each out, we'll give out a prize. It could be, we got concert tickets, Cardinals tickets, Blues tickets, NASCAR tickets for that race coming up. We got gift cards, $250 gift card for Cavenders, a bunch of memorabilia, signed stuff from professional sports, and a bunch of Grizzly swag, and some surprises too. So,
and this is the game, and I'll let you explain. But the greatest night in baseball game, is that the night you bring your toilet paper?
It is, yes.
Everybody bring
TP the ballpark. Yeah, so we'll actually, Dutch Owl, they supply, I think it was like 2,500 rolls, so we'll give out those at the front gate as well. But we encourage fans to bring as many as you want. You'll see people with like 6 or 7 bags of toilet paper, and they'll bring them in. We'll sell some too after the 6th inning that we donate to Cardinal Glennon, so some extra stuff there. That's always fun. But yeah, once that last out hits, everyone just lets them fly. They go on the field, goes on the nets, and then the players, they come out of the dugout, so they'll throw them back into the crowd and stuff like that. It's wild.
Are you on the cleanup crew then?
I am. We actually, Webster University, they play their baseball games at our stadium, so we actually recruit their team to come help out that night. So they're kind of the full cleaning crew. But yeah, we get everybody to help clean. And as long as there's no rain in the forecast, we can get it up pretty fast.
Yeah.
One year it rained a little bit and try getting wet toilet paper.
Who knows when you need that toilet paper? Remember in COVID when we were fighting and wrestling each other in grocery stores for it?
Well,
I might have to show up and get me a pallet of that
stuff. Now
there's a lot, and we just throw it away.
So how long have you guys been doing the toilet paper night, the TPing of the baseball field?
Yeah, I would say, this is I'm wearing a shirt that says 25th year, so it's this is our 25th season. I started in 2013. I know it was already a staple then, so I don't know the official first year, but I mean, it's got to be over at least 20 years by now.
Because I was wondering, how sometimes there's a great idea and then people find a way to ruin it? Like, they had Dollar Dog Night at one of the major league ballparks, and everybody was throwing hot dogs on the field.
I saw that.
So
I
didn't know if you've ever done a fan-involved, what would you call it? A fan involved
promotion
that has gone wrong?
Like burning the disco
album.
Yeah, that's funny you say that because the Slammers, they did the hot dog dropped from a helicopter this year when we were up there. So they dropped like, you know, they'll try to do the world record. Working in independent baseball, you know, it's, we're always trying to, you know, think of some wild things that could work. Some don't work. Some are great. You know, you just got to kind of, you know, see what's going to work and, you know, put in the effort.
Slammers is kind of a lame name, isn't it? I mean, Grizzlies, at least you got like some heft to it. You got that mascot. Oh, it's a Slammers mascot.
Well, that's because the prison was up there in Joliet.
Is that what it is?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. So
that's kind of cool, so Michael.
They're the Joliet Slammers. It's cool. The logo's pretty cool. They're wearing like it's like a bird. He's got like a jail cap hat on and stuff like that.
Orange?
So.
Are their suits orange?
They do have orange in their logo though. So
That's pretty good. The company Gray Bar.
I like
Bar,
the Grizzlies better. Yeah. Oh, Gray
they
Bar.
They could sponsor them. They should have the Gray Bar Stadium.
Yeah.
At any rate, that is really cool. And I will say, my mind went here because, of course, the Savannah Bananas absolutely killed it, sold out Busch Stadium. A lot of people who wanted to go didn't get a chance to go. And this is, I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, this is, it has so many similar elements.
Yeah, it's funny that you actually bring up the banana. So it's, you know, everybody knows them now. I would say at least once a week for the last 5 years, someone has came up to me asking me if I know who the Bananas are, if the Grizzlies can play them, if we can do a lot of the stuff that they do in the games. And, you know, I'm always like, well, we're a professional league.
Right.
You know, we can't have a guy batting with stilts on, stuff like that. So after maybe the 100th time, I was finally like, you know what, let's just give the people what they want. So we created a Spooky Ball is what we call it. So it's our version of the Savannah Bananas.
Nice.
I kind of wanted to do something with the Halloween, and so we do. So there's trick or treating before the game. We have there's a home run derby before the game. We do costume contests too, and then during the game it's wild stuff. So like the teams, they'll do dance offs in between innings for extra runs. We'll do like random karaoke. Mascots will play in the game. We integrate every sport, so football, soccer. You know, hockey. We had a goalie out there in full pads last year, so it was it's a lot of fun too. So it's you know, we didn't want to just mimic the Bananas. We want to do our own thing, and it's that's presented by CEFCU. That's coming up on October 18th, and it's gonna be, you know, last year was our first year doing it, so we got a lot of new fun ideas for this year. It's gonna be a good time.
What a great idea! And because, like you said, that's kind of leaning into the Savannah Bananas type ball, which people have compared to the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know if that's fair or not, but want to make clear, I think what's so cool about the greatest night in baseball, you're watching real competitive professional baseball. I mean, these are real playoffs. And again, the Bananas, obviously insanely talented, but this is a totally different ball game, no pun intended. This is a totally different ball game. This is a real league. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds in that you can have some fun, have a little more access and interaction with the players, but it's real baseball and real playoffs.
Yeah, it's funny too, because it's like baseball, for, you know, especially for that night, it's kind of just like the appetizer.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so much other stuff going on. You know, we'll have bounce houses. We got face painting for that night. We got a balloon artist that's coming. I think there's a band. We got a band playing before the game. And then we have, you know, the biggest fireworks show of the season after that toilet paper. So
that's dangerous.
We got to get that kind of cleaned up first.
Yeah.
And then, and the players are actually wearing, it's another themed jersey. We do a fan design contest. So I think it's a 9-year-old. She won the contest.
Nice.
And we're wearing jerseys that she designed.
That's
and
cool.
We actually have a bowl coming too this year as well. He's going to kind of throw out the first pitch. And
say what?
So, yeah. So
an actual animal?
A real bowl's coming. Yeah. So it's, we're hosting the TK Pro Rodeo in October 3rd and 4th. So, you know, we wanted to kind of promote that a little bit at this game and, you know, give fans something to see and stuff. So he'll be there, and it's he'll be out on the field.
Wasn't Brewster's Millions team the Bulls with Richard Pryor?
I think they had the train that went through the outfield.
Yeah, I don't
a
know.
A bull throwing out a baseball. That is worth $5 right there. I want to see it.
You should bring that bull that they rescued in St. Charles. Remember the bull that got loose?
Oh, was there one like walking around the road?
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I don't know.
Could you imagine seeing a bull and throwing a baseball on top of it all?
He'll be out there, and then we're moving into the kids' zone. We have a separate area of that.
Then we're going to eat him?
Yeah,
No,
he'll be there for pictures.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be fun too. So
that's really fun. Okay. Going back to the spooky ball, which is, it's like banana ball. This is the Grizzlies playing spooky ball.
It's not the Grizzlies. We went the Grizzlies. You know, the professional league.
Okay,
so
okay.
We didn't want to kind of go down that route. So we actually partner with a Lewis and Clark baseball team.
Nice.
Their head coach is one of our bench coaches. So they come out. We do practices for leading up to the game. They have a lot of fun with it. They're college kids. I mean, mm-hmm. and they're baseball players. So it's still good baseball too.
Right.
So. It's we donate money to their baseball program to have them help us out and stuff like that. So it's still entertaining and stuff like that. It's still baseball. So
awesome. Okay, so we give the people a lot of information. The big thing you need to know, Grizzlies playoffs start Wednesday in just a few days, September 3rd. But before that, you're going to have the greatest night in baseball on August 31st. As you mentioned, tons of prizes, 27 prizes for 27 outs, plus all these other giveaways. And of course, you can bring your own toilet paper. You can buy toilet paper. Then later on in October, they have the TK Pro Rodeo, Bulls in the Ballpark. Later in October, the Spooky Ball. So a lot to look forward to with Gateway Grizzlies. You go to gatewaygrizzlies.com. All the information, all the tickets.
Yep, everything's on there. TK Pro Rodeo, October 3rd and 4th. It's the 3rd is the Bulls in the Ballpark. It's actually the World Tour Championships for bull riding. So you're going to have like the top 30 riders in the country competing for a big money payout in the title. So it's... I know there's a lot of local rodeos and some communities and stuff like that, but this is some real good talent. It's going to be very entertaining. And then that Saturday, October 4th, is just the traditional full rodeo with steer wrestling, barrel racing, still have bull riding and stuff as well. TK Pro Rodeo, that's presented by Ray LaFleur Truck Service. So we transform the whole field. We bring in 2 million pounds of dirt. It's we got seats right on the field that are still available. It's a wild time too there at the rodeo seeing that. So it's like I said, gatewaygrizzlies.com. Tickets are on sale now.
Kurt Ringkamp, general manager of the Gateway Grizzlies. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to chat with you.